I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 12,000 refugees are trapped in the no man's land along the Jordanian-Syrian border. They can't go back, and they can't go forward. Jordan's only letting a few in every day. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the refugees are used to being treated as non-people. It's why the team came through with Christmas blessings.
We're giving, you know, children backpacks and food to families, encouraging them, and then also identifying, you know, key people that are there that are doing evangelistic work and strengthening the church.
One church leader explained why they're asking for prayer.
It's amazing, really, what God is doing and the amount of people from both Muslim backgrounds and historic Christian backgrounds that didn't have a personal faith in Jesus. They're coming to know the Lord. But he said, we're just tired because, you know, we're just inundated trying to help these people.
Now we turn from the refugees to saving the unborn. A couple of weeks ago, we told you about Vinita Shah. She created the Disha Foundation to help save unborn lives in India. Today, we're introducing you to Dr. Jamila George,
who is a medical doctor and who works with the Emmanuel Hospital Association. And Dr. Jamila has partnered also with Vinita and been able to provide that sanctity of life training.
Life International's Belinda Delahoyd says they're helping both women spread Christ's message of hope and healing throughout India.
Dr. Jamila George is on the front line, not just with her medical training, but what she's able to bring to the whole question of the value of every human life. And then you combine that with a caring heart that's called by Jesus.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? These are stories of strength, faith, and hope despite hardship. For your copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.